We have a major update, and it could have huge implication on tonight's game against the Pacers. According to the latest injury report that was just released, Tyrese Haliburton is experiencing back spasms. And due to that, his status for tonight's game is questionable. We're going to break down exactly what the latest injury report says and let you know exactly if Tyrese Haliburton is going to play or not tonight. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Tyrese Haliburton is experiencing back spasms, and because of that, he is now the latest player to appear on the injury report. Let's take a look at it so you can see exactly what he's experiencing. According to the latest injury report, and shout out to New York Basketball, the account on the app X, for giving us the following information. According to them, Tyrese Haliburton is listed as questionable for game one with back spasms. The Knicks also list Bojan Bogdanovic and Julius Randle, who are out for the season, as obviously out. And the Pacers list Ben Mathurin as also out for the season. Let's take care of business right away. Will Tyrese Haliburton play in tonight's game? Absolutely. Do you remember the Philadelphia 76ers series? Tyrese Maxey was questionable that one game. Joel Embiid was basically questionable for each and every game. They both played. Tyrese Haliburton, as long as his body limbs are not falling off, he is going to play. And that's likely what's going to happen. I said it before and I'll be happy to say it again. In the playoffs, there is no such thing as questionable. If you're questionable, that means you're active and playing. It usually means you're healthy. That's what that means. It doesn't mean anything else. If you're doubtful, then that likely means you're out. Those are the only status updates you should worry about in the postseason. Anytime somebody is questionable, they're likely going to play. I say likely because there is a small percentage chance, a very small percentage chance, that if you're questionable, you may not play. But more times often than not, in the postseason, that status means you're going to play. If you're the star of your team, it absolutely means you're going to play. Tyrese Haliburton is going to make that Pacers team go as far as they can go. And they're going to go as far as Tyrese can lead them. But if Tyrese isn't available, let's say he's not 100%, this Knicks team was already favored to beat the Pacers, and the Knicks are not 100%. Let's get that right. Let's put that in our heads for a second. The Knicks are missing Julius Randle, their three-time All-Star. The Pacers are pretty much fully healthy, not missing anyone besides a couple of their shooters. And I guess I got to give you credit for that, because if you're missing some of your shooters, it really does hurt your offense and what you can do on that end of the floor. But still, they have found a way to win. And the Knicks obviously have found a way to win. So injuries, I don't want to hear it. They're missing players. We are obviously missing players. We are missing an all-star. Let's remember that. But either way, the Knicks are favorites in this series, and we're not fully healthy. If Tyrese doesn't play, we're going to be even more favored. The Knicks and what we do, what we run, it's basically kryptonite to the Pacers, because the postseason is already kryptonite to the Pacers. The Pacers play at a very, very high pace, no pun intended. But in the postseason, we all know that pace slows automatically. And then it's about the half-court game, what you do in isolation, and if you can make big plays, if you can make those key assists. And we've already seen Jalen Brunson and this Knicks team, they can do it. They already show they can do it. They have proven that. But have the Pacers done that? I know they beat the Bucks, but what Bucks team did they really beat? Is that something you want to brag about? I know they were doing exactly what you expected them to do, but their pace, at least for the postseason, it went down. And it was obvious it was going to go down. You can't play at that high of pace throughout the regular season and then replicate that in the postseason. It can't happen, because the way teams defend you in the postseason is just a little bit different. It's a lot more tight, and you can't run the same type of offense you're used to. The Pacers are starting to realize that, but they haven't ran into a true test yet. When they face the Knicks tonight, they're going to find out that it's very hard to win in the postseason, because the physicality is going to be there. The defense is going to be there, and they're not going to be able to run and gun like they were able to do against the Bucks. The Knicks defense inside is just sensational. It's terrifying for opposing players, because when you go in there, you're likely going to get your shot blocked. And you knowing that as a player, it's going to alter your shot, alter what you want to do, and that's going to get the Knicks another rebound, another possession, and that's going to kill you. And if the Knicks kill you on the boards, it's already over. The Knicks are absolutely going to do that, by the way. So when the Knicks destroy Indiana on the boards and the pace already slows down, you add on to that that Tyrese Halliburton may not be 100%, or maybe, who knows, he might be part of that small percentage of players who are questionable and actually miss the game. If that happens, game one is a wash for the Pacers. The Knicks are taking that game, and I'll see you in game two. But even if Halliburton plays, the Knicks are still going to win the game, in my opinion. We have the crypt.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The night to this team, they can't handle the physicality and they can't handle the boards. And because of that, they're done. And they're not running that pace. They're not running the offense that they were running against the Bucks, not against the Knicks. If you add all of that together, it's an L for the Pacers. They are losing in five games. If I wasn't as nice, I would say the Knicks are going to sweep them. But I'm giving them a little bit of grace because I have a little bit of respect for Miles Turner and what he can do on the offensive end. And the fact that he's going to stretch our big men all the way to the three-point line. When you do that, it gives the other team a chance to get the boards. But we have this player called Josh Hart, and he's kind of crazy on the boards. And if you're playing against him, good luck. Because as a guard, he's one of the best rebounding guards in the regular season. And one of the top, if not the top, rebounding guard in the postseason. Ain't nobody stopping him. Good luck to the Pacers. But as you look at the injury report as well, we only see one Pacer player on it. We don't see any Knick players on it besides the usual Knick players that we expect to see on it. Bojan Bogdanovic and Julius Randle, again, who are both out for the rest of the season. And honestly, that's great to hear. That's exactly what you want to see from a Knicks team going into the second round of the postseason. Being as healthy as possible and doing everything in their power to lock in and focus to try to take out this Pacers team as quickly as possible so they can rest, recover, and get ready for their next opponent in the Eastern Conference Finals. Again, I'm not skipping over Indiana. I just know what I already know. The Knicks are a better team. Even injured, we're a better team. The Pacers picked the wrong one, and unfortunately for them, they are facing the wrong second-round opponent. The Knicks have all the motivation, they have experience, and they do not want to taste defeat again. They want to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Pacers, they're a good team, but they're a young team, and they're an inexperienced team. The Knicks have been here before. They want to win. They do not want to lose again. We are ready for this moment. We have added players for this moment. And we have constructed a roster right now that can compete with anybody toe-to-toe if we're healthy. Guess what, guys? With the roster that we have right now, at least somewhat, we are fully healthy to a degree. And that means very good things for this Knicks team. And Jalen Brunson, I know he's going to go off again. He's always motivated to go off in the playoffs. But now, with this story going around with him and Rick Carlisle, I'm sure that's adding fuel to the fire. And he's going to go off even more. It would not surprise me if Jalen averaged around 40 points a game this series. You want to know why? Because he averaged around 38 points against a Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey-led Sixers team. And that Sixers team is a better team and a more physical team and an even better defensive team than this Pacers team the Knicks is going against. Let's keep that in mind. We have to keep that in mind because if the Sixers were a better team, and we're facing the Pacers, a team that's a little bit worse than them, I think that goes a long way in saying something for the Knicks and what they're going to do during this series. But I don't have to talk about it. The Knicks are going to prove it tonight when they destroy, check me again, destroy Indiana, take game one, regardless of if Halliburton is playing or not, and make sure the Pacers have something to think about going into game two. Because let me tell you this. Home court is to the Knicks' advantage. You are not taking that, and you would be lucky to steal a game on the road, not against the Knicks, not in the hostile environment you guys are about to play in called MSG, one of the best arenas in the entire planet. Good luck, Pacers, but not really, because this Knicks team, led by Jalen Brunson, is gonna destroy you. Tyrese, you better play, because that's the only shot the Pacers have to beat this Knicks team. If you don't play, it's going to be a massacre. Mark my words on that. And if you're not 100%, the Knicks are going to target you. We are going to be physical with you, and we are still going to get the W. Either way, it doesn't look good for you, but it still looks amazing for the Knicks. Knicks in five. Knicks in five. Tell me your prediction below. But if you were wondering what mine was, let me give it to you again. Knicks in five. Pacers don't have a shot. We got this. And New York, you already know, we're here. But what about you guys? What do you think about the latest injury report stating that Tyrese Haliburton is questionable with back spasms? And do you agree with me that this is just the Pacers' way of doing exactly what the Sixers did, trying to make the Knicks think and keeping them guessing until game time? Let me know if you agree with that, and let me know the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.